Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
That's the sound of rock cracking. Once again, you've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and it's here. This is the week, the midterm elections, 2018, and all the money, the hundreds of millions of dollars, $100 million just in the state of Texas for one Senate race. But it's coming down to this week. Tomorrow, Tuesday, November 6th, go out and vote. And as the saying is, Republicans vote on Tuesday, November 6th. Democrats vote on Wednesday, November 7th. Ongoing joke still works. But listen, we have got a midterm election. Some have called it, like Sean Hannity, the most important midterm election in our lifetimes. Very likely it is, because we are deciding what direction we are going. As a country, we can move more toward freedom and liberty and a constitution, or we can move more toward socialism and communism and away from the constitution. What's it going to be, America? What's it going to be? Well, the one thing that came out last Friday on November 2nd, the jobs report, and our economy is sizzling. Our economy is sizzling. And that's what we're going to talk about on today's show, the week of the election. Many of you have voted. If you have voted, make sure your friends and neighbors get out to vote. Give them a ride on Election Day, Tuesday, November 6th. Yes, for the Republicans. Wednesday, November 7th for the Democrats, okay? Now, let's move on, and let me remind you, you are listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Holliday, and we're glad to have you. We've got so many new listeners coming in during this midterm election. Let me tell you, go back in our archives, listen to some of our older shows, and by all means, please keep listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, because you'll hear things here you won't hear anywhere else. We'll tackle some things, bring out some things that you just won't get anywhere else. And a commentary, well, as you know, it's unique, and we get different people on, guests from time to time, but we look at what's going on in the world of politics, and it's this. We've been building up for months to this week. Midterm elections, and there was this great big wave, the big blue wave that was promised right after Trump was elected last December, before the tax cut bill and other things went through. It looked like it could be a disaster for the Republicans because they weren't getting anything done. But then the tax cut came through, and the several things just hit all together in a groove that the president and the Republicans worked together, showing they could work together. And guess what? The tax cuts are working. Our economy is sizzling. And the question is, why would anyone vote Democrat to mess up an economy? Every 4 years, every 2 years, you hear politicians from the Democrats and Republicans, and they're shouting, we're going to do this for jobs, we're going to get the economy moving, I promise you we'll do this and this and this, the economy. I don't care what you've heard in the past. What's happening now is Donald Trump is delivering. The economy is sizzling, it's moving, and why would anybody vote to stop it? And if you vote for a Democrat, you're voting to stop the sizzling economy, more jobs for more people. And well, let's just talk about what happened last week. The 600,000 Americans have returned to the workforce. Now, what do I mean by that? That doesn't mean there's 600,000 jobs, but since the election, we've had 600,000 Americans who had gotten frustrated and stopped looking for jobs. They came out, and now that's how many more people are working, are coming back into the workforce. And last month, 250,000 jobs were added to this economy that was already working on most cylinders. But you just got to say all cylinders are working now. Unemployment, it held at 3.7%, the lowest since 1969. And as we've said on this show before, the lowest amount of unemployment for African Americans ever recorded, the lowest amount of unemployment for Hispanic Americans ever recorded. And it goes on. All the economic booms, and it's just absolutely amazing that the mainstream media has done everything to make all the Trump's done look negative. And these numbers just stare people in the face, and it says, why would anyone want to vote for a Democrat and try to mess up what's working well? And let me just let me play this little clip when Vice President Pence last week was in Indiana getting ready to introduce the President of the United States there at a rally in Indiana for the Senate candidate, Mr. Mike Braun. And if you're in Indiana, by all means, make sure you get out and vote for Braun for Senate and turn that Senate seat from blue to red. And like I said, if you've already voted early voting, great, but don't stop there. Get people to the vote, get people to the polls that will vote for Braun. And across the country, work. This is a time you have to not only vote yourself, make sure your wife, your family, your children. So many, they say the youth are voting overwhelmingly for socialism. It's not true. If the Republicans, if the conservatives, the parents, make sure their children get out and vote, those that are over 18. I have my son. He'll be voting in his first election. My daughter, who voted in her first election in 2016, I'm making sure they're getting to the polls and voting. How about you? And hopefully you have raised them and they know how to vote conservative. But make sure they get to the polls and vote if they're going to vote conservatively. Listen, this is an amazing election. And the reason it is because there's people out there who voted for Donald Trump. And I believe the media has been so mean, so biased against this president. And there's something I'm going to tell you about that. But first, let me play this clip from Vice President Pence last week in Indiana.
You know, it's the greatest privilege of my life to serve as vice president to President Donald Trump. He's a man of his word. He's a man of action. And there's only one way that you can describe the last 2 years in America under his leadership. It's been 2 years of action, 2 years of results. It's been 2 years of promises made and promises kept. But we're just getting started. You know, the president promised to fight for American workers, businesses, and American jobs, and President Trump delivered.
Now, I'm going to stop it right here. I'm going to play a little bit more of Vice President Pence because he was hitting a nail right on the head. And I'm telling you, the crowd was fired up. But when you hear him talk about what has been done in 2 years, so much has been done to turn this economy around. And, of course, guess what? Wherever President Trump is scheduled to go, it's an important place. And that's where former President Barack Obama has been going. And he's saying they talk about this economy, but where did it get started? He said he had 8 years to get it up to 4%. He had 8 years to get it up to 3%. He never succeeded in getting a year of economic growth 3% or 4%. And everybody laughed at Donald Trump when he mentioned he'd like to get it at 4%. The economist said this economy can't do it. We're maxed out. That's not the economy that we can ever have anymore. Barack Obama is the smartest man in the world, and he's proven you can't get better than 2%. Wow. President Trump. It has not even been 2 years yet from his inauguration. And look what has been done. And Vice President Pence are just laying it out there. Let's go ahead and listen to some more of the Vice President.
We cut taxes across the board for working families and businesses in Indiana. We rolled back red tape at record levels and unleashed American energy. We fought for trade deals that are free, fair, and reciprocal, like the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement that puts Indiana workers and Indiana farmers first. And the results have been huge. I don't know if you've seen the jobs report today. Just in the last 2 years, 4.5 million new jobs created, 450,000 jobs in manufacturing alone. Paychecks are growing at their fastest rate in a decade, and the unemployment rate is now at a 50-year low. Jobs are back. Confidence is back. In a word, America is back, and we're just getting started, Indiana. And thanks to the support of Republican majorities in Congress, we've been doing more than just jobs. We've been rebuilding our military and restoring the arsenal of democracy. We've taken the fight to terrorists on our terms, on their soil. And ISIS is on the run. Their caliphate has fallen. And we will soon drive ISIS from the face of the earth.
Do you remember just a couple of short years ago before President Trump was inaugurated and ISIS was week after week, ISIS was in the news, beheading people, causing atrocities, sex slaves, stealing and putting women into sex slavery. And it was just on and on about what ISIS was doing. You think, how can you get rid of them? Well, Donald Trump found a way, working with our great United States military and allies. So I'm glad to say ISIS is no longer a huge threat. And like Vice President Pence said, soon we will drive them off the face of the earth. Now, wow, that the president, Vice President Pence, just really summed it up. In a minute, on the second half of the show, we're going to play some of Trump. Is just the, as we mentioned in last week's show, he's got a battery. It won't stop at all. He keeps going, and no one has ever seen a president this active in the midterms doing rallies. He's doing all he can. The Republicans cannot say that President Trump did not work for this election. Now, we don't know how it's going to be. We're doing this show a few days before the election, and there's so many races that are toss-ups. And Nancy Pelosi has said that she is confident she will be the Speaker of the House very soon. And you can go to our Facebook page. We got a lot of posts. There's one that got a picture of Nancy Pelosi that I hope that we won't see her being Speaker of the House. But that depends on what you do on election day. And if you've already voted, like I said, don't sit still. Make sure your friends and neighbors, relatives who know that President Trump has been good to this country, get them out to vote for Republicans, or it will not be able to keep moving forward like it is. So listen, that is the just reiterating what this show is about. Is our economy is sizzling. Why would anyone vote for a Democrat in this midterm election? One of the things I pointed out, 600,000 Americans have returned to the workforce because they were sitting out. And what has happened, if you've listened to the show before, when we talk about numbers, it's not really how many jobs were made or added in a month. That's important. But what I love to look at is the worker participation rate. It's gone up to 62.9%. There are more Americans working today than have ever worked before in the United States of America. Donald Trump and the tax cuts. He's worked with the Republican Congress, and they're working. And it's working because he's cut back on the regulations. He knows how to make the economy hum, where Obama, President Obama, put more and more regulations. He raised taxes, and it just stifled the ability to get more than 1 or 2% growth. And when it was the worst recovery from any recession since World War II. So, President Trump, if you like him, good. If you hate him, look at what is happening in the economy. It may not be the way you've been told all your life how the economy works, but it's working. Why would you want to go against people getting jobs? Why would you want to look at the young people? I mentioned in last week's show, your children and grandchildren, when they go to college, you want them to have a job when they get out of college. And for the last decade, it's been so job poor. I mean, it's been pitiful, and there's not a lot of job offers in many times when people were getting ready to graduate and they had to go on in graduate school and other alternative forms of what they were wanting to go ahead and get a job. But there weren't jobs out there in many cases. And now there's job fairs. There's more and more job offers, and it is something that young people don't realize how precious a gift that is, that Donald Trump has given to all the young people in college and those getting out of high school who need jobs. It is a gift unlike any president has given in the last couple of decades. I'm just saying, it is something that young people have taken for granted, I think, and they need to understand it's the policies of the Republicans and Donald Trump working together, the tax cuts and the cutting of regulations. And I hope they'll understand that as they go to the voting booth. And you need to remind them. That's part of your job. Get out and remind them. And let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. This is the week of the midterm elections. We won't know how they come out until the day you go vote on November 6th. Be sure to listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics next week as we break it all down. Now, I do want to remind our listeners, and we got a lot of new listeners, it's getting close to Christmas time. Holiday season is coming upon us. I always say once Halloween comes, you just blink your eyes. It's Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, and it'll be 2019. So don't forget, you will need some gifts coming up for this upcoming holiday season, and especially Christmas time. So we got a book called Bedrock Truths, written by Dr. Ed Holliday, Dr. Alveda King. That's the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and also Dr. Alex McFarland. Bedrock Truths. You need that book. And you can order it on my website. Just go to www.docholiday.org. Holiday has two L's in it. Or you can go right on the front page of Rock Splitting Politics, and you'll see the book right there, the book cover. Just click on that. It'll take you right to the website. We would love to get those books out to you, as many as you want to buy, and give them out to your friends and family. And listen, we appreciate those who have bought them, and that helps keep us on the air. We appreciate that. Tell your friends and neighbors about it, and go check out the website and order some books. There's some more books on the website that you can order, and we'd love to get them out to you. Now, listen, next week we will be talking about what the election did, how it went. But I was about to tell you something before we played Vice President Pence. And I want you taking a listen to this, and I'll tell you what I meant by there's something going on with the people who get tired of hearing the mainstream media just nonstop put down President Trump. And I'm going to talk about that after you listen to this.
And I said that you can't always get what you want, honey. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometime, well, you might just find that you're what you need. Ah, yeah.
Well, that was a clip from some early Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger singing, and you can't always get what you want. And that's what we're finding in the midterm elections. Some of you say, well, I can't stand Republicans. I can't stand Democrats. I'm just not going to vote for anybody. Not so. If you want Donald Trump to keep this economy sizzling, even if you don't like the Republicans, even if you have to hold your nose and vote Republican, it's time to vote Republican, because Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats will do everything to stall out and stop this Trump train from rolling on down the tracks. And it's important. And, you know, this the Rolling Stones, you can't always get what you want, it's been sort of a theme song, even at the Republican National Convention. And I was there. And many of our listeners know, I did reports right off the convention floor. And I was a delegate, and I'm just telling you that I think that was a theme song of the convention. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometime, you just might find you get what you need. And America needed Donald Trump to roll back what Barack Obama did. He's not what everybody wants. There's some things he has said that I wish he'd use different language, maybe do it a little differently. But he is Donald Trump, Donald J. Trump, and he is moving and grooving and putting this economy back together. And it was probably more like a Humpty Dumpty economy. And people said, you're never going to get manufacturing jobs back. You're never going to get the miners' jobs back, because Barack Obama did everything he could to close down the mines. And now look, I think they said in that last report, 5,000 new jobs open up in the mining industry. The manufacturing is just going gangbusters for the first time. And President Trump talked about the steel workers. In fact, we're going to play a little bit of his speech last week in Indiana here in just a minute. But what I was telling you, this is why I think the Republicans will have a good chance of holding the House. We'll have to wait and see. Everybody says it can't happen. And just like they ever said, Hillary Clinton is going to be the president. I don't know, but this is what I feel like. Now, and my new listeners may not know this, but for years, and I enjoy working with African-American friends, conservative African-Americans, liberal African-Americans. I do write a newspaper column once a month or so with a good friend of mine, a Christian pastor who is a very big progressive, and he loves Barack Obama. And for 8 years, I had to listen and work with him and writing articles, and he was progressive. But I enjoy him as a friend, and he's taught me things, and that we want to show the world you don't have to hate somebody if they're a Republican and you're a Democrat or vice versa. But you can work together and find solutions and do things and love each other as friends, brothers. And so what I'm telling you is that working in the African-American community, and now I'm going to tell you something you won't hear anywhere else. I have not heard it on any radio or television station, but this is working in the African-American community. One thing I knew. When Barack Obama was elected in 2008, I remember one of my dear friends, and she's passed away, but she was so ecstatic that she got to see the first black president of the United States. It's something that she thought she'd never seen in her lifetime. And she was tremendously just overwhelmed with joy. It was so wonderful. I loved it for her to see her joy. I knew he was not going to be moderate. I knew Barack Obama was going to push progressivism and socialism. But it didn't matter to her. He was the black president she'd always wanted. But it wasn't just, my friend, it's in the African-American community. No matter what it seemed like, no matter what President Obama did, how far left he went, even going to things like that she didn't agree with gay marriage and things that she was opposed against, but she said, well, that wasn't Barack Obama, that was somebody else. But basically, any time you criticized President Obama, majority of African Americans and a lot of them, but especially African Americans, it whenever you said something bad about Barack Obama or his policies, they took it personally. The Barack Obama supporters, especially the African Americans, anything that went against Barack Obama went against them. He personalized the experience. Now, why am I telling you this? Because, number one, it was very true. But number two, everything that Barack Obama was, especially to the African Americans around the country, majority of them, 95% of them, they loved Barack Obama. But what about Donald Trump? Does he have that same drawing ability as far as do people who hear the press go with fake news and go after Donald Trump day after day? 92% of all news is negative toward Donald Trump. Do the voters of Donald Trump, or a vast majority of them, do they feel like they're being attacked by the media whenever the media attacks Donald Trump, just like it happened for Barack Obama and with his strong supporters? I think it's happening, and I think it can show up in elections this week. We'll see how many people who vote for Donald Trump, which, again, during presidential elections, it's like 30 or 40 more million voters come out than do in the midterms. So this midterm, will it bring out more voters? We know the Democrats are fired up, but will those people who got out of the woodwork, who hadn't voted in years in many cases, some had never voted, that came out and voted for Donald Trump in 2016, will they understand that Donald Trump and his Trump train cannot move forward if the Democrats take over the Congress? Will they understand that? And will they get out the vote? Now, that is the question that we will be answering next week. I don't know how it'll go, but I'll talk about it next week. But I do want to leave you with some word from President Trump at his rally in Indiana, and then I will see you next week. And we'll have a lot to talk about. Don't forget, go vote, but not just go vote. Mark Levin said it, and I'll repeat what he was saying. Go out. This race, this midterm election is so important. Wherever you live, even if your candidate is not even close, you have to go vote, but do more than that. Take your mom, take your dad, take some elderly person that doesn't have a way to the polling booth. Take friends and neighbors. Ask them, have you voted yet? Come out and vote. I'll take you to the polling place. But do vote and grab people to go and vote with you. That is what's going to take. And we'll see if more Trump voters come out support Republicans than Democrat voters come out and vote for the policies of Barack Obama in the past. That's it. Just listen to President Donald Trump, and then I'll see you next week. God bless you. God bless America. Get out and vote.
We are here to celebrate our amazing achievements together. And by the way, how were those jobs numbers today? How were they? How were they? And to make sure America's incredible comeback continues moving full speed ahead. In just 4 days, the people of Indiana are going to send Mike Braun to the United States Senate. so we can keep making America great again.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.